So you've spent a long day practicing now. And often the first day of a retreat can be difficult, settling in, working with sleepiness, with restlessness, sometimes with both. It's normal, but it's often kind of hard. Or, maybe you had a sweet day today. Or maybe it was a bit of a both. A little bit difficult, a little bit sweet. However it was, just know that you did good work. And I really trust that. I trust that each of you practiced really sincerely today, that you did your best to stay present. This work of mindful attention to our lives, to all our lives, is so worth doing. It's so worth doing. It's simple, but it's not easy, we often say. Well, I hope you've been kind to yourselves during this day. And if you haven't been so far, maybe you could start right now. Just being kind to yourself. I used to have a yoga teacher about 30 years ago, I think over 30 years ago, who would say, "Give yourself a hug during every class, every single class." It was a long time ago, but I still remember it really clearly. He was a kind man, and he encouraged us to be kind to ourselves. So, there's right now, there will be time for walking practice, or a cup of tea, or maybe some more sitting, or maybe you're just ready to go to bed. So whenever you do go to bed, whenever you go to sleep tonight, if you don't want to give yourself a hug, maybe just think back to when you got up this morning, long time ago, and think of all the hours since then, and sincerely thank yourself for devoting your whole day to cultivating mindfulness. It's a very good use of your day. A very good use, and I thank you for doing it. And I want to read a little poem about kindness. It's called Small Kindnesses. I've been thinking about the way when you walk down a crowded aisle, people pull in their legs to let you by. Or how strangers still say, "Bless you," when someone sneezes, a leftover from the bubonic plague. "Don't die," we are saying. And sometimes when you spill lemons from your grocery bag, someone else will help you pick them up. Mostly, we don't want to harm each other. We want to be handed our cup of coffee hot and to say thank you to the person handing it. To smile at them and for them to smile back. For the waitress to call us honey when she sets down the bowl of clam chowder. And for the driver in the red pickup truck to let us pass. We have so little of each other now, so far from tribe and fire. Only these brief moments of exchange. What if they are the true dwelling of the holy, these fleeting temples where we make together when we say, "Here, have my seat. Go ahead, you first. I like your hat." So, with the idea of small kindnesses in mind, may you offer yourself, and may we all offer each other a little bit of kindness before we go to bed. Practice well, sleep well, and we'll see you in the morning.